The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
This is not about holding me in contempt. It's not even about making the Capitol safer. This is about continuing to go after Donald Trump.
What you're seeing is a network of political power in Washington against the entire rest of the country. So I think it's going to get worse, not better.
There's a lot of people that are very skeptical. They don't trust the government. If you're not skeptical of the government, you sure as hell better be now, because this is insane.
Now, from the Relief Factor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Got some bad news and some good news. Let's start with the bad news. 12 American cities broke annual homicide records this year, every one of them led by Democrats. Philadelphia topped the list, surpassing 500 murders as of November 26th, breaking last year's numbers. Rounding out the top five, Indianapolis, Columbus, Louisville, Baton Rouge. Others in the Dirty Dozen, as JustTheNews.com reports, were Albuquerque, Tucson, Portland, Rochester, Toledo, Austin, and St. Paul, Minnesota. Chicago still leads the nation in total homicides for the year. And the fact is, every single one of these cities is led by Democrats. Now, here's the good news. Let me give you some more bad news. In Austin, when drivers get into car accidents, if you call 911, they won't send an officer. Same is true for victims of burglaries. Because Austin, Texas, a liberal, Democrat-run city, if there ever was one, crime has exploded after the Democrat-controlled city council cut its police department budget by $150 million last May. George Floyd, don't you know? They've been losing 15 to 20 officers a month, and they don't have enough people now. So officers are quitting. Again, all Democrat-run cities. But even cities like Minneapolis have realized the error of their ways. Now the Minneapolis City Council and the mayor have voted to fund the Minneapolis Police Department back to nearly where they were pre-George Floyd. Mayor Jacob Frey, according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Mayor Jacob Frey and the City Council last week agreed to a $1.6 billion budget that includes just over $191 million for the police department, restoring its funding to nearly the same level it held before George Floyd was killed. The liberal newspaper pointed out, urgency faded as crime surged, and the defund the police message became a political liability. That's all they care about, incidentally. Any of these cities that go back to funding the police again are only doing so because of the outrage of Americans. Oh, you mean you defund the police and crime soars? No. What a surprise. Democrats are losing bigly. Bigly. They are falling apart. How about Houston? Let me give you some more good news. In Houston, they had runoff elections for Houston ISD board trustees. The Houston School Board hasn't had conservative representation since 2019. Well, there were two Democrats who were defeated by two Republicans, two conservatives. Now, it's a 9-member board, so two conservatives are going to be in the minority, but it's a start. At least it's something. It's better than nothing. It's, you know, the Houston School Board resembles the January 6th Select Committee, where not one Republican-appointed member serves on that committee. The only Republicans are the Trump-hating Liz Cheney, the soon-to-be-ousted Liz Cheney, and the retiring Adam Kinzinger. Those are the Republicans that are on the January 6th Select Committee. Good things are happening. Big time. And I think Hogan Gidley shares my optimism. Hogan Gidley served as press secretary in the Trump administration. I had a chance to talk to him, and I want to share my conversation with him, with you. Coming up on a big, big red letter day. This is the day we soared past our goal of our prison fellowship ministry campaign of 7,800 kids. It's astounding how generous you've been. Go to MikeOnline.com. I shouldn't be surprised. Most generous audience in America. Go to MikeOnline.com. Click on the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree banner there at the top of the page, or just text the keyword angel. But we have surpassed our monumental goal of 7,800 children. We're now knocking on the door of 8,000 kids sponsored. Incredible. We've raised, only a couple $100,000 in about 3.5 weeks, because you are the most generous, gracious, giving radio audience in the country. God bless you, and Merry Christmas. Please go to MikeOnline.com. Click on that Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. Stick around for my chat with Hogan Gidley. We talk about election integrity, what President Trump is going to do in 2024, and more. That's coming up next.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hogan Gidley was White House press secretary. Now he's the director of the Center for Election Integrity at America First Policy Institute. Had a chance to catch up with him. It's unreal how badly the Biden administration has unraveled. I ask everybody this question. I want to ask Hogan Gidley the same one. Did you ever think it would go so bad, so quick for the Biden administration?
Yeah. Look, I knew it'd be bad. But typically these things kind of ebb and flow, and it's just a little bit worse. And then as Republicans, we would say, oh, look how bad it is, and we try to make it worse than it is.
Right.
I'm telling you, this is devastating to people out there in our country right now. The international stage is laughing at us. They're mocking a man like Joe Biden who, you know, you want your president, when they go overseas, to emit strength and to make it look as though they care about America. But Joe Biden, true to form, is picking up on, you know, the Barack Obama apology tour, talking to other countries about how terrible America is. He can't get it right with Afghanistan. 20 years over there, they botched that in a big way. And that's where you start to turn for the Democrats and for Joe Biden. And so, look, I think Republicans are in a great position to take back the country in 2022. But, you know, if Republicans are good at anything, It's snatching that defeat right out of the jaws of victory.
Oh, I know.
So
I know.
We better keep the pedal to the metal here, because Democrats still have those levers of power, as I mentioned, and levers of influence with the media and other things. We've got to make sure people remember these are all Joe Biden's policies. They can't point back to Donald Trump. And the juxtaposition of where we were just a year ago versus where we are now, I think, is really jarring to people. You see it in the polls. And what's interesting to me is it's not just they don't like his policies. They don't like Joe Biden either as a person. That's real problematic for the Democrats.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing these days, because I want to, and I don't think this is a mystery to you, what we're up against in talk radio world. I want to be a cheerleader for America. I want to encourage people. I want to lift them up. Trump right now is on this tour that he's doing with Bill O'Reilly. One of my staff members went yesterday to Orlando, said it was unbelievable. The Amway Center nearly packed. She was amazed at how funny Trump is. A lot of people don't know that about him, but he is. He's funny and he's personable. And when he's not being assaulted by the press the way he was for 4 years, you what emerges is a bit of a different picture. But here's what I get every day when I say we got to fight for this country, we got to flood the polls, we got to keep our eyes on the ball. People say, why vote? It's rigged against us. We can never win again. And they never have an answer. They just seemingly want to throw in the towel. Hogan Gidley, I keep saying you can't do that. That's like giving up. If you're a bomber, like Victor Davis Hanson once told me, it's like saying you're flying a B-52 in a war and you give up because things are tough. Yeah, it's tough right now, but we must not give up. Can you tell me what your message would be to people in America who seem to say we ought to stay home in 2022, we ought to stay home in 2024 because of the election integrity issue? If you are serving as director of the Center for Election Integrity at the America First Policy Institute, can you address that for us here on the Mike Gallagher Show?
Sure, one word, Virginia.
That's what I keep saying. Bingo.
We did a lot of work. We did a lot of work on the ground there, and what we discovered is, you know, people in that state, while Republicans won, there were still a lot of problems on election day. Them telling voters they had to wear a mask, that was state law before they voted, that wasn't true. We found countless absentee ballots that didn't have correct addresses, got them stopped on the front end. That was obviously very helpful. And making sure those votes didn't get into the count these pile versus the challenge pile was very integral to the success. We found local officials there trying to use seasonal guest workers to count votes, also against the law in Virginia. You had to have the same amount of Republicans as Democrats in these precincts counting and monitoring votes. That didn't happen either. A lot of issues going on in these states. But going into the precinct level, you saw this engagement. Look, you have one of the most successful radio programs in the country.
Thank you.
How angry are people? But how much more engaged are they than they have ever been? You
right.
saw it with CRT. You're seeing it with this election integrity stuff, which is the number one issue. We put people on the ground, got them into precincts to ask tough questions of those election officials. They didn't know how to respond. Some of them even resigned. But what we did was we stopped any problems, 89-some-odd% rejection rate in some of the precincts we found from addresses that did not make any sense. Reports are going to come out from Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. There were just two videos, or actually, I guess five videos came out from Pennsylvania of election officials seeming to not only commit felonies, but ask others to do the same on their behalf in a room full of just three people. A whistleblower came forward. These types of issues are ones we're monitoring, and we're helping these states not just pass good laws that protect every single legal voter and every single legally cast ballot, but also hold people accountable when either laws are broken or just ignored. Because whether it's ignorance or stupidity or laziness or maliciousness, laws are being broken in these states, and we have got to put an end to it and make those who commit those acts of fraud and those who ignore the law, we have to make them pay. And that's what we're doing here at the election Center for Election Integrity.
See, Hogan, you're a walking, talking, living, breathing example of the answer to the question, is anything being done? See, that's what my listeners keep saying. Nothing's being done. And I said the same thing. They threw everything they could at Glenn Youngkin, and he won. Virginia won. And believe me, like you said, your organization, lots of other organizations like yours are responsible. People are becoming activists. They need to become poll watchers. They need to get involved in their local GOP headquarters. All those things have to be done. But Hogan Gidley, I refuse to accept throwing in the towel. I refuse to let them win and give up. And so I just think it's a very important thing to remember when a listener calls my show and says, Mike, nothing is being done. You're a great example that just isn't true.
Yeah, it's not just that. People are waking up to this fact. And we lost some messaging early on as far as the PR campaign obviously was concerned, with people out there promising things they couldn't actually deliver on. We're taking a little bit different tact. We're making sure all of our information is solid. We're making sure that if the numbers don't add up, we're asking why. You'd never let these type of discrepancies go by in your bank account, for example. Right. I mean, Pennsylvania, and look, and this isn't an overturn or decertify effort. I want to be clear about that, because Pennsylvania is a great example. So we worked with a group called Vote Ref, like ref for referee.
Right.
And they took every single number coming out of Pennsylvania, the certified vote totals, and compared and contrast that to the precincts themselves, okay? So the number of people who were certified to vote versus the registered voters who voted, it was off by 41,000. Now, I want to be clear. That 41,000 would not overturn the election. But would you go into your bank and say, hey, I'm 41 cents off? Wait a minute, $41 off. Wait, $4,100 off. Wait, $41,000 off? Would you just say, it's fine. Just don't worry about the money. I'm sure we'll find it sooner or later. No, you'd want to know where that money was. The same thing applies to these votes. That's happening in all of these states. No one can reconcile these numbers. They're certifying numbers and totals that aren't right. But what we are doing here is fighting these things too at the local level. The national media aren't ever going to give this any type of credence or credibility.
But we are fighting it on the national, on the local level. It's working. My entire conversation with Hogan Gidley is up at MikeOnline.com. Solid ground. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free, no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
Mike Gallagher Show.
When was the last time we felt this way? It was kind of like 1979, right? When was the last time Americans were held hostage in the Middle East? We still have Americans in Afghanistan, and we had Jimmy Carter with Americans in Iran. When was the last time we had inflation like this? When was the last time we had a president that looked to OPEC to solve American gasoline prices? When did the last time we had somebody in the White House that had a brother, Billy Carter, that embarrassed him, and now he's got Hunter Biden?
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Hey, don't forget, we've launched something really big. I hope you're a part of it. If you like listening to the show on the radio, you're going to love watching it as well. Salem News Channel. You can watch us on the Salem News Channel mobile app. Download the app on the Apple Store or Android. You can find us on Roku. Just type in Salem News Channel into the search bar. Check us out. We are the antidote to the mainstream media. If you like what you hear, as we hear every single day, check out SalemNewsChannel.com. You know, I've had a couple of disagreeable callers this week. I'm doing my best to navigate through it. It's tough because it's tough to have. I've tried to have conversations. Deborah in Midland, Texas wants to talk about how hard it is to talk with somebody on the left. Deborah, I've had a little bit of a headache this week with some far left callers. Have you noticed?
Yes, you have. And you have to keep on going, love. And let me tell you why. That way we know that we're not the ones that are nuts.
Gives us affirmation, right?
And now, I'm just exactly, because I've been dealing with this with my family. Half of my family is conservative. Half of my family is left wing. It doesn't matter what the subject is.
Right.
It does not matter. And the thing of it is, it's not that you're arguing with them. You don't argue with them. You try and reason with them.
Right.
But you can't reason with them because they don't know how.
Well, I've had two bad calls. Yesterday I had what was his name from Phoenix, guys?
Crispin.
Right. Yeah, you remembered.
And then
I had another one. What was his name? Len in Naples. Both of them arguing, interrupting, and then I get in trouble because. So you know what I want you to do? I need your help, Deborah. All right. Deborah's going to be my co-host here for Julia in Spartanburg. Because Deborah, we got Julia on hold. All I know on the screen is that she's anti-Trump. You want to help me try to reason with Julia? Should we give it a try?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
How you doing, Julia? How are you?
I'm great, thank you, and I'm blessed and highly favored.
Well, God bless you. I've got Deborah with me because since I'm beating my head against the wall sometimes when people don't like Trump and you argue with me and don't understand why we support him, why millions of us can't wait for him to run again in 2024, I'm going to have you and Deborah talk a little bit. Julia, tell Deborah why you're anti-Trump, and then Deborah, you take over.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would just like to say that I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, and most of your listeners, from what I can tell, seem to be Republican people. But the reason why I'm calling is because I don't believe that Biden has been given a fair shake. However, I also disagree with Trump's policies, his behavior, you know, even the insurrection, how people are trying to meander around that and the whole nine yards. His history is just real negative.
All right, now wait a minute. Hang on. Hold that thought now because you're making some great points. I'm ready to jump out of my skin here. My head's about to explode on some of the things you just said, but I'm going to be a good guy here.
Right.
It's Christmas time. You sound like a very lovely lady, Julia. Deborah, would you like to challenge what Julia just said?
Sure. What I'd first like to say is, did you notice that I was very quiet and very patient and let you talk? Okay.
That's right. So
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just being polite.
Okay.
Okay.
So politely
first
respond
all,
to Julia.
First of all, Biden has been given a clean slate go. Trump is the one had to suffer. We suffered so much with the fake news and everything that was going on. The man was just politically crucified from go by the news and by everything else. Now, I will be honest with you and tell you that Mr. Trump was not my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
I am so thankful down to my toes that I voted for him and that he won, and I'll tell you why. Did I care for his personality? Not really. I loved his policy.
Right.
Because he made America first.
Right. He put America ahead. And if I can interject here, please, ladies, if you don't mind, Julia, you said policies. Which policy impacted your life negatively?
Well, policy might not be the right word, but his whole ideology might be a better word.
Like what? Give me an example. Give us an example. Give us an example, Julia.
Almost everything.
Like what?
We can start with the insurrection.
Well, first of all, let's deal with that. Not one single person has been charged with insurrection. You know that, right?
Yeah, but we know six people have died, and that's awful.
That's a lie. One person died. Her name was Ashley Babbitt, who was shot by a Capitol police officer.
No, that police officer who protected the Capitol died, too. I forget
right.
his name.
No, his name is
four other people.
I can give you his name. His name was Officer Brian Sicknick, who according to the Washington, D.C. Medical Examiner, said he died of natural causes the day after the riots. Did you know that?
Okay. No, but it doesn't matter to me because he took the blow right from the insurrection. Well, however, which blow?
You mean he took a blow?
Labeled, that's fine.
A blow to the
in
head.
In my mind, he got killed because
in
of
your
that.
Mind he got won- killed. In your mind, he got killed. By the way, Deborah, thank you, but I'm gonna take it from here. In your mind, Julia, he got a blow. What blow? You know, he wasn't struck by anything. Did you know that, Julia?
You know, I thought he was hit by, He took a bullet.
A blow, right. That's literally fake news. He had a stroke, Deborah, and according to the medical examiner in Washington, D.C., it was natural causes. He had a stroke a day after the riot.
Okay, I get it. I get it, Mike. Well, he had a stroke, but he had a stroke so because all that mess that was going on there. I would have had a stroke myself if I were in the middle
stroke.
Of that.
So you have a stroke when there's something going wrong. If you're a police officer and something happened, boy, I wonder why all those police officers that were trying to quell the riots after George Floyd was killed didn't have strokes and dropped dead.
I don't because his death was wrongfully done.
Yes.
That's why.
Riots are okay. So burning down a McDonald's is okay then when George Floyd gets killed.
I'm not getting into all of that.
No,
I just wanted
of course
to
you're
let
not.
You know.
Of course you're not.
I just want to let you and Deborah know that Deborah is a nice woman too.
Right.
Deborah, you almost sound like
nice
a Christian woman to me.
And you're a nice lady.
Thank
too.
You. But I just wanted Deborah and you to know that Deborah was trying to get across to her people. My belief is that you're either one political party or another.
Right.
And trying to persuade someone over sometimes is very difficult.
Sure it is. It's
so
hard.
You just can basically stand your own ground and believe what you believe.
And I think we're so polarized these days. We go to our sides, and I totally agree with that. But I'm going to suggest something. I'm going to suggest that you are terribly misguided in your dislike of this man in as much as you can't name one policy that was hard. You said you didn't like his policies, but you can't name one because his policies helped America.
My mind is not thinking that quickly. Let's say China, for the record.
Sure.
I don't like the way he dealt with China.
Challenging China? You didn't like how he challenged China?
No, I didn't like the way he dealt with China, period.
What do you mean?
Period.
He stood up to China in a way that Biden wouldn't dream of doing. You don't like Trump's China policy?
I'm trying to tell you, I didn't like it. You can use whatever analogy you want.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like what he did to China.
Do you like what President Biden is doing with China?
I'm not sure what he's doing with China, but I like Biden 125%.
You know what? That's what it boils down to. Julia, I love you. You're a wonderful lady. You are terribly you're terribly misinformed.
That's okay.
And you're terribly misguided. And you are.
And
that's okay.
It ain't going to be corrected over Trump.
And you got it open.
It's not going to be corrected over him.
No, because you don't like him. And you know what that is?
It doesn't have anything to do with Mike.
Oh,
it's
it is. That's all it has to do with like. You said you don't like him. It's Trump derangement syndrome, Julia, and you're suffering from it badly, and you're such a nice lady because you know it. I know in your heart you know it, Julia. You can't name one policy. You can't name one ideology. You can't name one thing. In fact, the things you named are all false. Six people weren't killed on January 6th. Brian Sicknick wasn't struck in the head with the fire extinguisher. You're believing falsehoods that have poisoned your mind, but I'm grateful that you were respectful to Deborah. I'm glad that Deborah and I were respectful of you, and you gave everybody a chance to hear what this sounds like. And I don't say Trump derangement syndrome to put you down. People suffer from this. People say, it's Trump. I don't like him. I don't like him. Well, what policy? I don't know. How about economically? Oh, I don't know. How about the border? Do we have a secure border? I don't want to talk about that. What about the military? Do we beef up the military? I don't want to talk about that. What about the way we stood up to China, to North Korea? I don't want to talk about that. What about moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? I don't want to talk about that. What about the jobs that were created and more money that people were putting in their pockets? I don't want to talk about that. I don't like him. I don't like his tweets. He's mean. He's a bully. That's all it is. That's all it is. You like Biden. Hey, nice guy, stumbles around. He doesn't send out any tweets. He couldn't tweet if you held him hostage. He wouldn't know how to tweet. So guess what? It's all personality driven. And you're a nice lady. You are just, I don't know. I don't want to beat you up. I just want to thank you for at least giving us an opportunity to have an exchange for a change that doesn't turn into World War III. And you know why I just cannot get over. Put on the screen, guys, for me, please, the amount of kids, because it is incredible how many children have been sponsored by our prison fellowship ministry. We have 2,200 kids that are being processed through wire transfers and checks. Right now we have 5,760. That means we have almost 8,000 children. We have our goal was 7,800 kids. Your $25 donation sends a child a Christmas present from their parent who is incarcerated. Your $25 sends a child a message from that parent who's in prison. Your $25 sends that child the gospel, the word of God. And they gave me a number 6 months ago, and I said, guys, you're going to ask me to get 7,800 kids sponsored. We have an executive here at Salem named Mike Reed who always puts these huge goals in front of me. And I say, Mike, I can't do it. And he smiles and he says, put it in God's hands. And guess what? Right now we are at 7,900. We're over our goal. We're over 7,900 kids. You did it again.
Hi, Mike. You keep saying this is the day, referring to the fundraiser that's been going on, and it reminds me of the Bible verse, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is truly a day to be rejoicing for the prison fellowship milestone that you have reached. I applaud everybody. Good job, Americans. Good job.
I'm telling you, I get emotional. I think about how wonderful this audience is. Here's Dan in Surprise, Arizona, wants to comment on us hitting $200,000 in donations to send thousands of children Christmas presents, the Bible, the Word of God, a message from their mom or dad who are incarcerated. Hey, Dan, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Hey, thank you, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to tell you, I did 25 years on a life without the possibility of parole sentence.
Wow.
In California. I just wanted to let you know this angel tree, we used to get the forms in there, and you'd see all the guys grabbing them. And they say, man, it'd be great to get my kid a present. And when they get the letters from their kids, and their kids said, thank you, Dad,
wow,
for the present. Sorry, I get emotional over this.
Yeah, me too.
You would see grown men, some of the worst offenders ever, sitting there crying because they know somebody cares about their kids.
Sure. Amazing.
And what you guys do is absolutely amazing.
It's changing lives, Dan, and kids of people who've been incarcerated, and you know it better than anybody. They might follow their dad's path or their mom's path, or they might not. I got to ask you, Dan, I'm so sorry to put you on the spot. I don't want to get personal with you, but how did you wind up in prison, sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole? And it sounds like you're not calling from prison now, right?
No, sir. I actually, at 20 years old, I committed a murder, and because my thinking was screwed up.
Sure.
I didn't think like a normal good citizen. And it took me 25 years of working on myself, quitting drinking. In 2 weeks, I celebrate 15 years of sobriety.
Wow, congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
In 2.5 weeks, I celebrate 2 years of freedom.
Wow.
So
for people who don't understand how the system works, if you were sentenced to life without the possibility of parole, how did you get out?
I actually filed for what's called the commutation of sentence.
Ah.
And I've been working on myself through every self-help recovery group there is.
Wow.
I learned it and I lived it.
Wow.
I put God first in my life. I accepted Christ as my Savior. I just followed everything that He he would want me to do.
Well, God bless you. Well, what a story. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate very much you sharing that. It's a fascinating story. I'd like to know more someday. Maybe we'll follow up with you. But I appreciate it. We're in the ReallyFactor.com studios. More coming up. Wow. A lot of people reacting to Dan's call. Mike Rakeman is with us, branch manager for Fellowship Home Loans. And, Mike, I cut into your time badly, so let me do something I've never done before. Because there's so much news about the inflation, runaway inflation, interest rates. I can't cut you short. Can you do me a favor? I'm going to publicly ask you, can you come back later in the week so we can spend a lot of time together?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not a problem at all, Mike. Anything for you.
You are the best.
Some time with you, so.
You guys are the best. I mean, and I had this compelling caller. A guy was in prison, life in prison without possibility of parole, and he was out. And he turned his life around. He found God, and I'm just fascinated by that. But I'm also grateful to Fellowship Home Loans. You guys guided me through a refi recently. I mean, quick warning here, inflation, now's the time, Mike. Now's the time to get a refi.
It certainly is. And, with this new variant of COVID, it shakes the proverbial market trees there, and rates have fallen again. So it's created a little bit of an opportunity here right before Christmas to sneak in some low rates.
Thought, don't kill me. We're going to get you back. Hopefully tomorrow you tell us when you can do it because I want to spend more time. This is the only mortgage company I recommend. Call 800-510-MIKE to talk to one of these guys. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Mike, thanks for being so patient with us. Let's get him back tomorrow, guys, and see if we can pick up, because this is important for everybody who's got a mortgage. So thanks, Mike, for your patience and your indulgence. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day. Be safe and keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.